פרק ד' סעיף חוף ג' מותר למצוץ פס שבויו במרק או ביין. The person is allowed to suck bread which is soaked in soup or in wine or in any sort of liquid. One's allowed to suck it. Like we learned before, a person is allowed for any issa drabon on any pre which the issa schita in it with it is only also midrabanan, you're allowed to go and put it next to one's mouth and to suck it up. So the same thing here, to go and suck bread which is soaked and you want to suck out the juice, if you put it next to one's mouth, one's allowed to do that. So we take it on, it's only also midrabanan. If a person would go and squeeze it out, even if he wants the juice to drink the juice, we said, even though we said it is also to do it, that it is only also midrabanan. It's only also midrabanan, so you're allowed to do that if you go and suck it next to one's mouth. Seif chof dalet. Le'enyan metzitzas knei sukkah. Sugar cane. Re'ei ha'ora. To see the footnote. What is the case of the sugar cane? A person takes a sugar cane or a sweet wood, and he wants to go and suck it next to one in his mouth. To suck it next to his mouth, then, since such a thing is only going to be osim midrabanan, even if one squeezes out the juice from it, it will only be osim midrabanan. So, then we said, any osim midrabanan, you're allowed to go and put it next to one's mouth and suck it up. So the same thing with sugarcane. The same thing, it will only be osim midrabanan, so a person is allowed to put it next to his mouth and to suck it up. Of course, like we said before, even with grapes, we said, if he put it fully into his mouth, then it's not a problem altogether, even if it is with grapes. So the same thing here. If you put the sugar cane, sweet wood, into his mouth and he sucks it up, then we don't have a shiloh altogether. Here we even say more than that. If you put it next to his mouth and he sucks it, it is still allowed. Seif chof hei. Nira, it seems. The osa, it is not allowed, lema'ech tapuz, to go and crush down a orange. Kashahu b'kliposi, while it's still in its klipa. It's still, you haven't peeled it yet. The peel is still on it. One squashes down the orange. Amanos l'tchov bo kashit. You want to put inside it a kash, a straw. V'limtzot et hamitz. You want to go and to suck up the mitz, the juice. So what did he do? He went and took an orange and he crushed it down while it's still inside its klipa, you haven't peeled it yet, the peel is still there, and you want to go and drink it afterwards. Now, when you crushed it down, it is not next to your mouth, it is in the plate. So because of the halacha of putting it next to your mouth and to suck it up, it's not the same case. So we start this halacha from putting mitzvahs to go and suck as a pre, it is not the same case, so we don't allow you to do it. Because, that's what he says, near the osa, it seems as if it is osa to do it, because it is not done next to one's mouth. But in the footnote he discusses another point, that maybe it's considered mashke habol oichol. We said if one squeezes out juice which goes straight into a food, then we say it's not considered schit altogether because it comes from food and it ends in a food. Starts in a food and ends in food. So maybe it's not considered altogether schita. But one has to know what the case is. Is there still inside this orange a lot of tree? A lot of food still, solid, or can we say mostly it is crushed down, so it's a liquid. If it's mostly crushed down, you can't say it is coming to the food. You're not crushing down from juice which is in the food, because you see there's more juice than the food. Then we can't come along and say it's crushed it down to the food. But if the case would be differently, if the case would be there's a little bit of juice and a lot of solid, then it may be considered mashke habol oichol, which we don't say, it is, we say it is not possible to do it on Shabbos altogether.